Senior diplomats from Israel, Egypt, and the United States will meet in Paris tomorrow to try to revive the Middle East peace process. But at least one group wants things to remain as they are. Jewish settlers in the West Bank town of Hebron have launched a campaign to try to prevent Israeli troops from leaving the city. NPR's Linda Gradstein went on a tour of Hebron, was offered by the settlers.
They gather early in the morning at a hotel in downtown Jerusalem, ready to fork over $25 for a day-long tour. Mostly American Jewish tourists wearing T-shirts and baseball caps to protect them against the sun. They're toting large bottles of water and, of course, cameras. But today's trip is to a site no longer on most tourist itineraries, the West Bank city of Hebron, long a focal point of tension between Israelis and Palestinians. The first stop is Hebron's most famous site, which Jews call Ma'arat HaMachpelah and Palestinians call the Ibrahimi Mosque. Both agree it's the burial place of the Bible Sarah and Abraham, whom both Jews and Arabs see as their father. The tour guide Moriah retells the biblical story in the book of Genesis.
A couple of years later, when his wife Sarah dies, he decides to buy the small cave. He pays somebody knows how much? 400 what? Shekel. Shekel what? Shekel kesef. 400 shekel kesef. For you Americans, I can say it's a lot of money. And he buys not only the small cave, but all the field around it. So where we are sitting now, it's okay, it's ours. This at least we can say this is part of what
that Hebron theme of the Jewish right to Hebron is repeated throughout the day. Later, Moriah recalls the heroic actions of the Israelis in the 1967 war.
Ran up here, raised the Israeli flag up here, and since then, we are back here in our Jewish city, Hebron.
The fact that today there are about 450 Jews and 100,000 Palestinians in Hebron isn't mentioned until someone asks for the statistics. The Palestinians are virtually ignored on this tour. When the call to prayer sounds, Moriah ignores it, continuing her explanations. The tourists don't talk to any Palestinians or visit any Arab mosques. They do visit each of the four Jewish enclaves in Hebron. At the largest, the group meets David Wilder, one of the residents who lives there. He delivers an impassioned speech about the Jewish connection to Hebron for almost 4,000 years, pleading for help in maintaining those ties.
And it belongs to the future generations, our children and our great-grandchildren, because it's part of Jewish heritage. And if Hebron, we look at Hebron as the roots, and if you cut off the roots, if you take a tree and you chop off the roots, then the tree withers up and dies.
If Israeli soldiers withdraw from Hebron, he tells them, it won't be safe for Jewish settlers to live there. The previous Israeli government promised to withdraw troops from most of Hebron, but the withdrawal was delayed after four suicide bombings earlier this year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised to fulfill all agreements, including the redeployment from Hebron. Wilder tells the group that if Jews leave Hebron, they will eventually be forced to leave Jerusalem. Then comes the fundraising appeal.
We're trying very, very hard to do our part by being here, but we can't do everything all by ourselves. That's why at times we need assistance. One of the things that we've done over the last year was to mint a Hebron coin, a medallion. This is a silver-plated medallion. We give this to people who donate to us 400 shekels, which is about $135, $140. We also have these in sterling, and we give those for donations of $400.
Many of the participants, especially the Orthodox Jews on the trip, seemed sympathetic to the appeal. And whether or not they gave money, the reaction to the trip was overwhelmingly positive. Dr. Bernard Richler is a retired obstetrician from Miami who bought and wore a bulletproof vest for the trip.
I came here to lend my support, to be physically with these people who are extremely brave, who put their lives on the line every single day, with 24 hours a day, merely to assert the Jewish right to this, to their ancient Jewish homeland, Eretz Yisrael. I feel for them. I would be with them if I could.
David Tomchin says the trip also changed his perspective on Hebron. He's a lawyer from Blacksburg, Virginia.
I see a little different slant on it today than I thought I would.
In what way?
By listening to the presentation about the people who are here and why they're here and why they feel it's important that they're here representing Jews throughout the world.
That's exactly how the settlers see themselves. And if they do nothing more on these tours, they maintain the pressure on the Israeli government, making it difficult for them to ever withdraw from Hebron. I'm Linda Gradstein reporting.